Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They're saying now that Breast cancer screening can lead to overtreatment for many older women. So every older woman's life saved by breast cancer screening. About three other women are unnecessarily treated for slow-growing cancers that would never threaten their lives, according to a new study in Britain. They said that screening also leads to what is referred to as overdiagnosis or overtreatment. And it's clear, they say, that it's saving lives where... Problem is, though, they say that some cancers will be treated that would never have caused any harm, and unfortunately, we can't tell yet which cancers are harmful and which ones are not. So the study was published online Tuesday in The Lancet. The expert panel was commissioned by the Cancer Research in the UK and Britain's Department of Health. The review findings were welcomed by some critics of breast cancer screenings. They said cancer charities and public health authorities have been misleading women for the past two decades by giving too rosy a picture of the benefits. Karsten Jorgensen, who's a researcher at the Nordic Center in Copenhagen, Denmark, told the Associated Press, said it's important that they have at least knowledge screening causes substantial harms. And she had also added that countries should now reevaluate their breast cancer screening programs. And, you know, here in America, and that tends to be the case as well, a lot of people have opposing views and different views about that. But, you know, again, there's different ways of checking and screening for breast cancer as well. So you talk with your doctor, and they can come up with different options. If you go to more of a natural, integrative-based doctor and then more of a wellness-based provider, then they may have different options. Breast thermography has got a lot of scrutiny to it, but can also yield a lot of benefits, so something you might want to look into on that regard. But yeah, breast cancer is a hot topic. Just some quick notes on that. A lot of times, lack of iodine can be some of the reasons, from a deficiency standpoint, that there might be some of the little cysts that form, even though these little, lumps that kind of form may not be cancerous. You know, a lot of times, the little cystic activity that it might be could be coming from iodine. Rhoda Barnes, who's an endocrinologist, actually wrote in her book that iodine was significant in women for not having enough, not just for the thyroid function, but also for healthy breast tissue. So it's an interesting concept. You can read about the physiology of that in the book. It's interesting how the whole thing kind of they pieced it together. Very, very interesting. And when it was taken out of our food supply back in 1950 and 1960, it leads you to believe, I mean, we've had a huge spike in hypothyroidism, which is low thyroid function, over the last several decades. And the same is true with breast cancer. So, is that a direct correlation? Well, I'm not really one to say that, because there's no sufficient, quote-unquote, studies that get behind that. However, there are theories that that could be the case. So something you might want to read about and think about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can call me right now. We can talk about your health and your life, or you can go online to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Willie now. Hi, Willie.
Yes. Hello?
How can I help, sir?
Yes, I was listening to your show last week. You were mentioning something about for arthritis, and I couldn't remember what you said.
What kind of arthritis are we talking about?
It's like in my elbow and my feet. It just, they kind of swell up and it's not really, you know, real painful.
I need you to speak up just a little bit. Need the microphone there.
It swells up and it's real painful.
Okay, so it swells up and it's painful. Has your doctor worked with you and put you on anything yet?
No.
Okay. So this is fairly new, and you don't really have, a formal diagnosis. You're just having some aches and pains. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. With arthritis, it's an itis. So you got to think about there's an inflammatory process going on. Anytime you have an itis on the end of a word, you've got itis means inflammation. So first things first is you got to look at what you eat every single day. So the foods matter big time. So are you eating healthy? Or could you be doing a lot better? Now, where are you in the spectrum?
I can be doing better, though. Yes. I don't eat that much vegetables, but I don't eat a lot. So
the average American, only 1.5% of Americans eat vegetables on a regular basis. So don't feel bad. If you don't eat a lot, it's okay. You just got to make some changes with that. Now, are you overweight?
Somewhat, yes.
How many pounds?
I'd say about maybe 20, 30.
Okay. All right. It's pretty average. So coming up with a good eating plan, probably the first thing you want to look at, all right? Itis, when you've got arthritis of any kind, it could be nutritional deficiencies, so you might want to get some blood work done with your physician. And you know, a lot of times it could be something as simple as a vitamin D deficiency that could be causing your body not to absorb and utilize your calcium and some of the other minerals that could be causing it. Also, it could just be inflammation in the gut. Eating the wrong kind of foods over and over again creates inflammation, can lead to little aches and pains in the body. So many times when you make some small changes, they can begin to turn into big changes later on, such as cutting out a lot of the grains like gluten, which is a protein found in most grains. Cut out the dairy products for a period of time, maybe 8 weeks, and see how your body feels. A lot of dietitians and nutritionists I talk to love to use that method. They can really figure out what's going on with someone and find out, you know, if they have any deficiencies or if their body is just sensitive to those certain foods. Because if you're sensitive to it, when you eat certain foods like, let's say, cow's milk, dairy, or just flour-based foods, when you do that and it contains gluten in it, and you start getting these little aches and pains, or maybe get brain fog, or you just, you know, feel a little fatigued and don't know why, it's like a low-grade fatigue all the time. You know, many times that can be the issue. It could be a sensitivity. And then all of a sudden it'll start showing itself as well. So a couple of things to think about. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Quote for the day comes from Greenville Kleiser. It says, by constant self-discipline and self-control, you can develop greatness of character. And that's true. Your character is developed by the things that you do every single day, the actions that you take, and the disciplines that you create. So what are you creating? For when it comes to your health, are you making good habits? Are you getting up in the morning and drinking water to stay hydrated? Are you eating breakfast and not skipping it? Are you exercising maybe 4 to 5 days a week and not missing that? Are you practicing being around people that you want to be around so you can have good relationships and practicing forgiving others? Are you getting good rest, going to bed?
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. Your health is your wealth. We talk about that a lot. So whatever you're dealing with, it doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. Talk about ways to come from where you are to where you need to be. Now, we can talk about natural ways, or you can talk about what your doctor has you doing, whatever you want to do. But the reality is that you have to do something. You have to take action. And one of the best things you can do when you have a health challenge, as I call it, is to hit it head on. Don't be scared of it. Don't worry. You know, you just come up with a good, solid game plan so you know what to do. And you can tackle it, because many times if the body can get sick, many times there's hope for it to get well. And it's about coming up with a good game plan. A lot of people don't have one. You get diagnosed, and then, of course, the question in your mind at that point is, now what? You know, now what do I do? Okay, you need to lose weight and, you know, lose 30 pounds and come see me in 6 months. Well, okay, well, how do I do that? Or change your diet, need to eat better. Okay, what does that mean? Do I eat, you know, egg beaters instead of eggs? Does that mean don't drink sodas and don't eat cake? Okay, I got that. But now what? See, and that's the big thing. I think that when it comes down to our health, we don't really know what to do. And it comes down to common sense and basic principles that really can take you to the next level. But it's about, again, knowing what to do and knowing the things to eat and things to do. So anyway, a lot you can do with that, especially with your health. And no matter what your age is, a lot of people think, well, I'm you know, 70 years young and I might as well throw in the towel. It's too late. It's not true. Your body's regenerating every single day. That's the hope that we have. Let's go to Lorraine now. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Oh, hi. I think I just overheard you talking about coconut oil. I've been drinking a lot of coconut water, a little bit at a time because I am diabetic. Did you say that it was helping you with your metabolism, the coconut? I wasn't sure what it said.
Yeah, coconut oil is really good for your overall metabolism, and it's great. It's antifungal. It's a real strong antibacterial agent too, but it's great. It stimulates thyroid function. So are you looking to lose weight? Is that kind of your thought behind it?
And then I'm on a program, and I'm cutting out oil, you know, but butter, and so. My mom and I were talking about coconut oil. So I like to drink the juice, you know. But the coconut oil...
Yeah, but the coconut water is going to function different than coconut oil.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the fats in the coconut oil that will cause you to lose weight and increase thyroid function.
Okay.
So some of the studies say that, and that's, you know, supposedly beneficial. Now, some people do believe that the medium chain triglycerides and some of the saturated fat that's in the coconut oil may not be healthy for you, but most of the studies out there say that it is, and it's known to be one of the best oils to cook with as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
it's good.
You and your mom are on a program, and I guess you, how much weight are you looking to lose? Are you there with us? Oh, okay. Phone dropped there. Well, I'll just kind of finish up with you on it. Yeah, the main issue. A lot of people think, well, if I eat fat, I'm going to get fat. And you know, I heard you mention that you're avoiding the oils and that sort of thing. Well, just so you know, quick note. I'm not sure which plan you're following and who has you doing what, but something you might want to read up on is how the fats like butter, coconut oil. Cod liver oil is a big one that I talk about because the omega-3 fats. Now, the cod liver oil is great because your body needs that. It boosts the immune system. It's great for your hormone function. I mean, it plays a huge role all the way around, in my opinion, in the body. And so cod liver oil is great, too. But the fats, like almonds and walnuts, cashews, avocados, all these nuts and healthy fats won't make you fat unless you eat a ton of them. But if you eat a moderate amount of these fats, they actually help you burn body fat. If you're looking to lose weight, it's about cutting down on a lot of the carbohydrate intake. Not a ton. I'm not talking about going extreme, but just moderate with fruits and vegetables, and then small to moderate with fats, but not going no fat. I mean, that's one of the things that you want to be really careful of, because it will change the overall body chemistry. And making sure that the chemistry of the body stays, you know, where it needs to is a big deal. With diabetes, when you eat a protein and you eat a fat together, it helps stabilize blood sugar levels. So you're winning the game when you start eating fats on a regular basis and your lean proteins. Your body can adapt, and it can do very, very well. So just be cautious on cutting out the oils and the fats in the thought of, well, I'm going to gain weight or I'm going to get fat. It's actually the carbohydrates in combination with the wrong kind of fats over a long period of time, plus inactivity, typically, that puts the weight on. So hope that helps, and make sure to read up on that just a little bit. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online at getwellradio.com. So the hurricanes hit, and they're saying that it could take a pretty big toll on mental health. Some of the numbers, they say, are staggering. About 75 Americans are dead, thousands evacuated from their homes, and millions left without power for days. Billions in damage from this superstorm. Now, psychologists say the effects of all of the sudden violent loss on people's psyches will be powerful. Not only those who suffered the loss of a loved one or a beloved home, but also people who just watched constant storm coverage may be scared and unsettled. You know, they said that PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, usually happens about a month after an event like this. And, of course, the director, Simon Rego, who's a psychology director at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, said, I'd expect many people to display symptoms of acute stress disorder, even if they did not directly experience effects of the hurricane, he added. He said, that's particularly true for people who had a loved one in danger or even watched it on television. And it includes anxiety, irritability, insomnia, restlessness, and dissociation. So, interesting. For all those, we are definitely, they're kept in our prayers here on the show as they recover from the hurricane.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4100. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You ever heard much about hypnosis? You ever believe it's a bunch of kind of hokey or whatever it is? Well, the reality is they're saying that hypnosis now may ease hot flashes in postmenopausal women. So forget about black cohosh and blue cohosh and managing estrogen levels. Now they're saying hypnosis may reduce these hot flashes. So ladies, if you're flashing, might want to get hypnotized. Check it out. All right. So they're saying that the hot flashes, of course, affect about 80% of women when they go through menopause. All right, that's just kind of a given. But now when they're saying that the Mind-Body Medicine Research Laboratory at Baylor in Waco, Texas, they did a study. And they found that women who reported their hot flashes for about 12 weeks went through a series of hypnosis. And those in the hypnosis group received 5 weekly sessions with a clinician versed in hypnosis. They were given suggestions for mental images of coolness, a safe place of relaxation, and they picked the one they wanted to use. In addition, they were given an audio recording of the hypnotic induction to practice daily. After 12 weeks, the hypnosis group reported 74% fewer hot flashes, while the comparison group reported about 17% fewer. Study was funded by the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine of the U.S., National Institute of Health. In the wake of Women's Health Initiative, the study found and released in 2003, which found increased health risks such as heart disease and long-term hormone therapy use. But Elkins had found that hypnosis help breast cancer survivors reduce hot flashes by nearly 70%. One drawback, Elkton said, is a lack of people with training in hypnosis for the hot flashes. He hopes to develop a CD or DVD program in order to teach others, which I think would be a great idea. So meanwhile, women can get referrals from the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis and the Society for Clinical and Experimental Hypnosis, he said. The costs vary. Elkins estimates an initial visit at about $170 with follow-ups about $135. No adverse effects were reported, Elkins noted, except for temporary irritation from the skin conductance monitors used to verify the hot flashes. The most likely drawback using hypnosis for hot flashes, he said, is the effort required. Initial training must be given by healthcare professionals versed in hypnosis, and with a warning, they say, of do not practice at home. It's kind of funny. You definitely don't want to be hypnotizing people at home. Go home and teach your husband how to hypnotize you. That would be scary. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online as well. Go to getwellradio.com, and all the information is there. If you're looking for our providers, wellness providers in your area, all the information is right there at the website. Check it out there. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, about 4 weeks ago, one morning I woke up, tried to get up, and I felt real wobbly. Finally got up, went in the bathroom, sat down, and broke out in a cold sweat, came back and laid down. And long story short, had the called 911. It came and took all my vitals. I ended up going into the emergency room. They took a bunch of blood, did a CT scan of my head, and later proceeded to do one of my abdominal. And basically, I was told I had a virus. What happened is my ear became very congested. It's happened before, but I never had this vertigo, I guess you call it. And so I basically just got sent home when I felt better from the ER, followed up with an ear, nose, and throat doctor who examined me and told me, he really couldn't tell me what was wrong with me, but some of the symptoms pointed to my ears, put me on a steroid for a short period of time, and told me to have a low salt diet. So just last week it started to come back, and they told me to call them in case I felt bad, and I've been put back on the steroid, and on the 14th I'll go back in to have another hearing test. And when I first went and saw him, he told me I'd lost about 50% of my hearing. So
oh, wow.
I'm wondering what's going on with me.
And so at that point, are they just kind of leaving it be? There's no real...
there's
nothing major they're going to do at this point? You're just kind of stuck, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck. And so basically I'm on another round. I guess it's prednisone and... You know, watching what I eat as far as salt. You know, I eat pretty healthy. I do take a few vitamins. I've had problems with ringing in my ear for a number of years, so I take a medicine that's for, or a vitamin that's supposed to be for that. It's basically vitamin C and some other supplements, but don't drink, don't smoke. And generally pretty healthy. The CT scans didn't find anything other than a huge bill. So right now I am kind of stuck, you know.
No, I understand. It's one of those deals where with Meniere's, it's a challenge because in traditional medicine, there's not a lot they can do. I'll tell you, on the alternative medicine side, there's a couple things. One, you might want to consider going to someone that works on the structural part of the body like an osteopathic physician, a DO or a DC, a chiropractic physician. And a lot of times the brainstem, which drops down into C1 and C2, the first two bones in the neck, there could be an issue there. And if there's anything out of position or there could be some slight irritation back there, they, you know, of course, are well trained to be able to handle that and possibly could be one of the main issues. So you might want to get that looked at and get it checked into. I mean, that's one piece of it. And the low salt thing, yeah, that's definitely a strong variable, and I think that can be very helpful. But I would get someone to look at it from a structural perspective. Many times meniere's can have some nutritional deficiencies tied in with them, but a lot of times it can be more on the structural side as well, and that's kind of how you want to look at it, in my opinion. I think that when you do go that route and you kind of see that there are a couple things that can be tied in, and that's when you'll notice, you know, over a long period of time, say, for example, you've cut salt out and you get someone working structurally on the spine itself, the changes may come very slowly. You know, typically, they're going to come if they're going to come. If they don't come after about 8 to 12 weeks or so, then, you know, you may want to look at a different route. Now, acupuncture has supposedly, I have never personally worked with this, but I did read some things regarding acupuncture and how well the acupuncture itself actually can help with this kind of situation. So, again, that's another piece that you could look into. Because acupuncture itself, of course, being more on the eastern line of medicine, but still has some great results. People are getting good results from it, so take a peek at that. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. The reason is you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. We're going to go back to the phones now and go to Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. Well, what's going on? How can I help?
Well, I had a preliminary question because I just heard something. I shut my radio off, so I didn't know if that was going to give a problem there. You said something about hot flashes. There was one time when I was affected by something like that, and I went right to that soybean milk flavored with vanilla. My sister was having some problems with the divorce she had, and that seemed to perk her up, eating the white inside the orange rind also for that beta carotene. I can't have the oranges anymore myself. But she seemed to be improved. I was going to ask you a question. There's something I hadn't been able to catch up with, and you know, you were on there talking about boron one night, you know, for people who have a diabetic diet. And, you know, something they need to hang close to were, I think you said boron, vanadium, and chromium, but I haven't been able to find a source for the vanadium and the chromium.
The chromium picolinate, alpha lipoic acid, and vanadyl sulfate, those are the three supplements that are out there that have some research behind them. Cinnamon is really good too. But boron is more for helping with bone formation and bone density. So boron is not so much of a key when you're dealing with diabetes and blood sugar, okay? But, yeah, I mean, the alpha lipoic acid, ALA, has some good research behind it. You can pick it up at pretty much any health food store, or you can look online. You know, obviously Google it. There's some good sources out there to check it out at. Lifestyle Research is a good company, lifestyleresearch.org, of course. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great supplements that can help, but it's foods more than anything. And when you want to look at blood sugar-related issues, it, more than anything, the combination of foods with your fats and your proteins and your carbohydrates in equal amounts and eating multiple meals throughout the day, small meals, can help regulate blood sugar and is a great natural way to really support the body. So more than a supplement, remember, they're just kind of an add-on. You know, the diet is the real, real key, and that lays the foundation. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. Check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com, or you can give me a call right here on the show. Apple cider vinegar is our food for the day. Of course, many health benefits with apple cider vinegar, and I'm a big fan, of course. It's great for digestion, great for increasing hydrochloric acid in the stomach, be able to break down your proteins a lot better. So if you get a lot of indigestion, get all that gas and bloating, or maybe you get some acid reflux when you eat, you might want to look at apple cider vinegar. It's been used for a long time and kind of an oldie but a goodie. And, you know, of course, Granny's been recommending it for years and years. Grandma medicine at its best. So here's some little uses for apple cider vinegar that maybe you didn't think about. So a bath in apple cider vinegar is said to reduce the effects of sunburn. The vinegar soaked on cloth and applied to sunburn may also be used. When it's diluted 50-50 with water, it's often used as a toner for the face. Little caution there. It can be hard on the eyes as well. Many women have tried to use it as a remedy for yeast infections, and that can possibly be somewhat of a help, especially internally. There's also claims that apple cider vinegar is a powerful weight loss aid. Many people use it in salad dressings or drink a tablespoon diluted in a glass of water once or twice a day. That is very beneficial, by the way. It's said to help treat dandruff by destroying the fungus and restoring the pH balance of the scalp. Some people recommend applying 50-50 mixture of water and vinegar, applying it to the scalp and leaving it dry. Others suggest applying a couple tablespoons of straight vinegar to the scalp and leaving it on for an hour or two before rinsing. It has long been promoted as a remedy for arthritis. The National Arthritis Foundation says apple cider vinegar has not been proven effective against arthritis, but is harmless to try. So it's said to be a natural lower of bad cholesterol as well, your LDLs. A teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water per day is said to lower blood pressure. And the mother of vinegar, the layer of film that forms on the top of cider, is believed to have antibacterial and antifungal properties. So a lot of great benefits with apple cider vinegar. And, of course, it's great at stimulating and helping your body break down your proteins, which is a big deal. A lot of people, as you age, we lose our hydrochloric acid in our stomach. We don't break them down as well. And it's very tough. It gets really, really difficult. People get bloated and they get very gassy when it comes to digestion. So a lot of times with apple cider vinegar, it makes a big difference with your digestion. Remember, you're only as healthy as what you can digest, absorb, and assimilate. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. That's the website. You check us out there. And remember, your health's your greatest wealth. Whatever you struggle with, whatever you're dealing with, if your body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't forget that. It's important to know that because the body can change, but you have to be willing to change. You got to want to change. And it's all about making the decision to want to get well. Let's go to Larry now. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, doctor. I really enjoy your show.
How can I help, Larry?
I take a probiotic called iFlora. Sedona Labs, and it says on the directions, I know you say sometimes that follow the directions on the bottles, but it says to take the probiotic with the meals, but I know from what you say that you want to take it on an empty stomach. And also, the last few months I've had a reoccurring candida infection. I don't know if that's different word for saying a yeast infection on my lips, like the inside of my mouth. And I bought a product called
Candida is yeast.
Okay. Yeah, my father said he had the same problem, and I take probiotics, and he told me something about colic, and I bought that today, and I'm going to start taking that to see, you know, if that warded off. But I just wanted to know more about your impression on that product, and maybe things to help with that. And like I said, with the probiotic, it's confusing that the bottle tells me one thing, and of course, I want to trust you more than anything.
Well, I appreciate that. You do different brands. However they make the product may have different reasons for why they say to take it with food or whatever. It's probably just easier to, because you can take probiotics with food, obviously. It's not a big deal. But the absorption rate may be, about 10% less if you take it with meals. So you just gain a little bit, in my opinion, a little bit extra absorption rate when you're taking the probiotics. If you wait just a little bit before you eat, take it then. So they're so beneficial, and they've got so many good benefits to them that it's pretty amazing. So you want to stick with it as much as you can, because when you're dealing with it, one of the main things you got to look at with yeast or candida, any of those, that when you get the good bacteria in the digestive tract, when you keep it strong, that's one of the keys. Keeping the digestive tract strong is so important. And, you know, the probiotics, they play a big role. So regardless of what kind you get, as long as they've got about 2 billion per capsule, you're doing good. And don't forget, you know, the fermented dairy and fermented vegetables are also good, too, to keep the probiotic levels up strongly in the body. So hope that helps. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of our team. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth, and 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, many times you can lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. You don't have to stay where you are. You can make changes and go to the next level with your health and with your life. And on this show, that's what we want to see you do, is thrive. We'll be right back real soon with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.